Upon great seas and rivers. straight at the flaming sun, and thou sacrifice to save all on the earth. Oh, sister,
sister,
wake up,
sister,
sister,
oh,
Please Wake Up, a poem written originally in Olaxese or Vietnamese by Supreme Master Ching Hai, was adapted into music by Oscar and five-time Emmy Award winner Mr. Bill Conti. It was performed at the Cerritos Center for the Performing Arts in Southern California, USA, on April 10, 2011, on the occasion of Supreme Master Ching Hai's poetry book premiere, The Love of Centuries.
A journey through aesthetic realms, music and poetry is the gentle voice of the soul, filled with love and devotion in all circumstances of upheavals and suffering. Poetry and music, as well as love and spirituality, are the melodies from a heart of compassion, resonating earnest benevolence within the universe, between upliftment and submergence, between immensity and confinement, between ignorance and enlightenment. Poetry and music are forever the genuine voice of an open heart, bringing humanity beyond a realm of ambiguity to elevate longing souls and cultivate the noble spiritual values of human beings. We now invite you to immerse in the stream of sounds in a journey through aesthetic realms, through the poems and music by Supreme Master Ching Hai and esteemed artists.
Where the sounds of guns never bow your glee Have you ever dreamed of a place far away from it all? Where the wind to breathe will never blow and living things have rooms to grow. Where the sound of the guns never bow your glee Many miles from yesterday before we reach tomorrow There's lots of life waiting to be found There's lots of horizon Where the sounds of guns never bow your dream anymore.
For a long time now, our world has been beset by conflicts and calamities. In the face of tragedies, humanity has often dreamed of a wondrous place where disasters, hunger, and poverty are unheard of. A lost paradise, a forgotten homeland. We dream of the day when we can return to the heavenly kingdom where compassion, happiness, and peace prevail.
Have you ever dreamed of a place far away from it all? Where the air you breathe is soft and clean, children playing fields of green. Where the sounds of guns never bow your dream anymore. Have you ever dreamed of a place far away from it all? Where the wind to breathe will never blow and living things have rooms to grow. Where the sound of the guns never found your dreams anymore. Many miles from yesterday before we reach tomorrow. There's lots of life waiting to be found There's lost horizon Where the sounds of guns Never bow your dream anymore
Precious viewers, welcome to part two of our two-part tribute to a great American musical icon, Al Jardine, renowned as one of the founding members of the Beach Boys. Al Jardine was the harmony vocalist and rhythm guitarist of the internationally famous band for over 35 years. His joyful music has been appreciated and loved by millions of people throughout the world. Al Jardine was born in Lima, Ohio, USA, on September 3, 1942. When he was just a few years old, his family moved to the West Coast and settled in Hawthorne, California. While in high school, Al Jardine met Brian Wilson, who later became a co-founding member of the Beach Boys. At age 19, Al Jardine played stand-up bass guitar in the song Surfin', which was the group's first recording. During the 1960s, he was the lead singer in songs such as Help Me Rhonda and Transcendental Meditation. Help Me Rhonda quickly became the number one hit in the United States. It was the Beach Boys' second number one single following I Get Around. Not only was it popular in the U.S., the song also reached top 10 in Canada, Sweden, Germany, Australia, Singapore, the Philippines, Hong Kong, and Ireland. As a talented songwriter, Al Jardine also wrote a number of the band's songs, including the immensely popular California Saga, California, from the Holland album in 1973. It can be said that the melodious sounds of the Beach Boys remain timeless in the hearts of listeners. It is therefore no wonder that this favorite American band has received many honors and accolades. Then Vice President George H.W. Bush reportedly said of the Beach Boys, "They're my friends, and I like their music." 40th President of the United States Ronald Reagan and First Lady Nancy Reagan were fans of the Beach Boys. In 1984, America's Band, as it was often called, was invited to perform at an Independence Day concert in Washington, D.C. to 750,000 people. In 1987, the Beach Boys' lyrics received an award of merit from the American Music Awards. The following year, Al Jardine, along with four other original members of the Beach Boys, was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Over time, the lyrics to the group's songs, Good Vibrations, Pet Sounds, and In My Room, have each been inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. Al Jardine was also a lifetime Grammy winner in 2001 as a member of the Beach Boys. In 1998, Al Jardine and his two sons, Matt and Adam, Carney and Wendy Wilson of Wilson Phillips fame, Daryl Dragon, the captain of the successful musical duo Captain and Tennille, Billy Hinch of the popular trio Dino, Desi, and Billy, among other artists, participated in the benefit concert One World of Peace Through Music, organized by the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association for the debut performance of their new band. At Supreme Master Television's third anniversary concert, Rejoicing in Our Green Planet and Peaceful Life, in 2009, we once again had the honor of Mr. Al Jardine's presence, who performed the premiere of his musical adaptation of Supreme Master Qinghai's exquisite poem, The Eternal Ballad.
In my dreams, you came to me, whispering love, eternally, whispering love. Eternally, in my dreams, you came to me. Memory, when time was young and life took wing, the eye heaven. Memory, when time was young and life took wing, and my heart sang.
After the concert, the legendary singer-songwriter Al Jardine shared his thoughts on the Eternal Ballad.
Tonight, when we performed the Eternal Ballad, which was written by the Supreme Master, it felt like the Beach Boy harmonies were right there for me. It was very much like that beginning of the harmonies that we started. Very pure and very innocent.
What was it that made you choose that particular song to put to music of Master Qinghai's poetry?
Because it had a rhyme pattern, and it was very concise and to the point, which is what a song has to be. It usually has a beginning, a middle, and an end, whereas some poems can go on indefinitely depending on how the artist or the poet is writing at that moment. And this one was perfect. It just lined up beautifully, and we added a few musical interludes to connect it all together, and it just came out perfectly. I like it a lot. I mean, it's very cosmic in a way. It has a lot of very deep meaning, and yet on this, it can be appreciated by anyone, I think. I would enjoy having some more of these. I would call it a tone poem, something like Eternal Ballad.
On December 5th, 2010, during the 16th session of the Conference of the Parties, also known as COP16, to the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Cancun, Mexico, the Greenest Heroes Gala was co-hosted by the Honorable Mayor of Cancun, Jaime Hernandez Zaragoza, and the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association. This special gathering celebrated champions of the environment in halting global warming through the vegan diet. The uplifting event was graced by special guest of honor, Supreme Master Qinghai, who had set aside time from her busy schedule to travel to Mexico in support of efforts to stop climate change and save our planet. Esteemed 44th President of Costa Rica, His Excellency Jose Maria Figueres Olsen, the Honorable Mayor Jaime Hernandez Zaragoza, and the 7th President of Ireland, Her Excellency Mary Robinson, offered their profound remarks on the critical issue of global warming. A wonderful array of star-studded musical performances began with Grammy and Oscar-winning composer David Shire accompanying soprano Lynn Winterstellar, followed by others that included founding member of the legendary Beach Boys, Al Jardine, and Tony Award-winning vocalist Melba Moore singing to the music of two-time Oscar-winning composer Al Kasha, all of whom presented songs inspired by Supreme Master Qinghai's poetry. Also performing was acclaimed soprano Carrie Walsh, multi-platinum recording artist Taylor Dane, and award-winning Italian-Mexican singer Felipa Giordano, as well as beautifully attired traditional Mexican dancers and musicians, and vibrant dances performed by members of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association.
Prior to the concert, Supreme Master Qinghai graciously met with all the artists in appreciation of their supportive presence in Cancun, Mexico during COP16. She lovingly prepared a vegan brunch for the talented guests, which they enjoyed together in a warm and welcoming atmosphere.
How are you?
My goodness.
Hello.
Good to see you.
All of them are heroes. Even if we don't have a particular hero to single out on the spotlight, this is a hero, a winning hero situation. All of the vegan people like you are, and the one who dedicate your talents for that, even, they're all heroes. I can never award enough. Let me something. I know some a little of the framework, and if they ask me some advice, then I give. If not, I don't know who's into it. I let them more free to work, you know?
Yeah.
Because if I know everything, then there's no element of artistic responsibility for them to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I allow them room, you know? A lot of room.
Nice.
Yes. It's better like that. It's better. They can develop better. They always look up for mama.
Just the same.
She threw a great party.
I don't like to
be
a mama.
She old, you know? Thank you, mommy.
I always go mama.
Okay. Thank you, mama.
No. They write me letters.
They love you. They love you. That's what love is. They love you.
Thank you, Mom.
Thank you. Okay, thanks. Thanks again for coming out.
Thank you.
Thanks again for coming out.
Thank you.
Thank you. My God, you have a powerhouse, huh? Inside, huh?
It's growing.
When you sing, huh?
Oh,
yeah, it's growing. Let's go. See you, Mom.
Yeah. Oh, so
much. Internal dialogue.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that one a lot.
Thank you.
after spending a special and inspiring time in her loving presence, all the brilliant artists and honored guests left with happy smiles, gifts of appreciation, and treats of love from Supreme Master Qinghai. That evening, the Greenest Heroes Gala took place in an uplifting atmosphere of peace, love, and harmony.
Performer is well known for three things, and I bet you can't guess what they are. He has good vibrations, he popularized surfing in the USA, and he gets around, Al Jardine is a founding member of one of the most well-known and most loved bands of all times, the Beach Boys.
Wow.
Yeah. Is an American icon, and the music of this band still resonates.
Here he
is. Thank you.
Yes, the music of that band still resonates in the minds and hearts of millions of fans worldwide.
So, people. L, the guy in the middle, provided the harmony vocals and was the guitarist, of course. For the Beach Boys.
Thanks for coming.
Singing lead on songs such as Help Me Rhonda.
No, you have to sing it.
No, I'll leave that to you, my darling. California Saga. Vegetables.
For dental
meditation. Many, many others. This outstanding group has been awarded the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, and Al was also inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. For this evening's performance, Al will be performing three pieces for us. The first is his original composition adapted from Supreme Master Qinghai's own poem, Eternal Ballad.
Again? My God.
His second number will be Surfer Girl, with music and lyrics by Brian Wilson. And finally, he will perform Kokomo, with music and lyrics by John Phillips, Scott McKenzie, Mike Love, and Terry Melcher. Al Jardine will be lead vocalist, accompanied by his sons, Matt and Adam. Take it away, boys.
Thank you so much.
Well, we're indeed happy to be here tonight, Supreme Master. It's very gracious of you. And we have chosen to sing for you one of our favorite poems called The Eternal Ballad, which is just a gorgeous poem and very deep, intellectually deep and spiritually deep poem that we put to music. And my two sons, Matthew and Adam, are going to be my background singers, and it's going to be beautiful. And then I'd like to do a couple of more familiar, maybe some contemporary songs by the Beach Boys. And we've just selected a couple of random tunes for you. Hope you like them.
In my dreams you came to me, whispering love eternally, whispering love eternally. In my dreams you came to me. Memories when time was young and life took wings beyond heaven. Memories when time was young, life took wings, and my heart sang. Do do do, do do do, do do do, do 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 do. Golden time of longing pine for the home we've left behind. Oh, for the home we've left behind. Do do do, do do do. In my dreams, now souls so bright, a thousand suns
adorn the sky, a trillion stars light the Milky Way, a trillion stars light up the night. Do do do, oh do do do, then do do do, do 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 do. The golden times of long and pine, before the home we've left behind. Oh, for the home we've left behind. We've left behind. Yeah, we've left behind. We've left behind.
Thank you, thank you. Here's your
idea.
All right. It's a beautiful poem. I love the concept of the Milky Way. The trillion stars light up the night. It's just beautiful.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
I'm glad you like it.
And these are her original lyrics. I want you all to know these are very, very beautiful lyrics.
I'm honored
and,
that you like it.
Deserve a nice round of applause, I think.
Yes, indeed. Yes. Bravo.
Bravo. Now, the Beach Boys recorded a song years ago about a little surfer girl that kind of encapsulated the sound of the Beach Boys in their beautiful harmonies, and I'd like to do that for you now as well.
That's it. Thank you, thank you.
1, 2, 3. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. There's a little Latin American tune that we did that has nice rhythm to it. It reminds us of this area here in the world where the ecology is so beautiful and unspoiled. And we'd like to do that for you now, I think. It's called Kokomo. And it's a fictitious island in our dreams that we want to go to when we want to get away from it all.
That's in this area.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it probably is.
Thank you.
Jamaica. Ooh, I wanna take it to Bermuda, Bahama. Come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego. Baby, why don't we go off the Florida Keys? There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all. Bodies in the sand, tropical drinks melting in your hand. And we'll be falling in love to the rhythm of a steel drum band. Way down in Kokomo, Jamaica. Ooh, I wanna take it to Bermuda, Bahama. Come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego. Baby, why don't we go
down to Kokomo?
We'll get there fast and then we'll take it slow.
That's where we wanna go. Way down to Kokomo.
Denny, that Maserati Mystique. We'll move out to sea. We'll perfect our chemistry. I am biodefined with a little bit of gravity. Afternoon delight, cocktails and moonlit night. That dreamy look in your eye gives me a tropical contact high. Way down to Kokomo, Aruba, Jamaica. Ooh, I wanna take it to Bermuda, Bahama. Come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego. Baby, why don't we go
down to Kokomo?
We'll get there fast and then we'll take it slow.
That's where Kokomo.
Well, that's it. That's it.
Let's see. What's the body's there? Hello.
Hey. Oh,
I got one more for you, though. I want to try to remind vegetarian friends out there, we'd like to dedicate this to you. My friend Paul McCartney, a long time ago, came to my recording studio, our recording studio, and he's a vegetarian, you know. And he helped me, he produced this song for the Beach Boys, I should say. And so I'd like to do it for you because it's kind of cute.
Please.
I think you'll like this. I bet this will be the first song ever written about a vegetable.
I'm going to be around my vegetables. I'm going to chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable. Table vegetable. If you brought a big brown bag of them home, I'd jump up and down and hope you'd toss me a carrot. I'm gonna keep well my vegetables, cart off and sell my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable. I tried to kick the ball, but my tenny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, cause I'm so embarrassed. Do 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 do. A beat, cause I'm so embarrassed. I know that you feel better when you send us in your letter and tell us the name of your favorite vegetable. I know that you feel better when you send us in your letter and tell us the name of
your favorite vegetable.
There you go. All right, for you old New Vegans out there.
The bonus track.
I knew you'd like it.
Thank you, guys.
Al Jardine, was not that amazing?
Yeah.
I love these guys.
After the concert, at the signing of Supreme Master Ching Hai's book, From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer, for dignitaries, performing artists, and gala attendees, the charming Mr. Al Jardine had a sweet request.
I'm really fascinated by you.
I am fascinated.
And your diary.
By your music.
Let me start here.
I say very small.
This is my new music.
Thank you.
But to Mama.
How much you have?
Because you're the world's mama right now. You're taking care of everybody.
Yeah, I understand, love. I know. Thank you for this honor. Thank you. Thank you for coming. You guys make me cry because
we need to do more.
Yeah. We do together.
We should put your poems to music more than us.
Oh, really?
And maybe do a compilation album.
All right.
With the other artists that you have.
Okay.
We'll work it out. Put a nice album out for you. Spread the word.
Beach love. Yeah? Huh? Everybody know beach. And love is you. Not beach boy, but beach love. Voila. This is the most important. Not my signature. Okay, love.
Good. Thank you, dear.
God bless you so much for helping out.
Supreme Master Television staff had an opportunity to speak with Mr. Al Jardine after the Greenest Heroes Gala. He expressed his views about the event, the importance of music, and the COP16 United Nations Climate Change Conference in Cancun, Mexico.
Gala so far tonight?
Oh, it's quite diverse and amazing, and I must say it's very impressive that this was put together in a matter of days. I think just meeting is important, and having that opportunity to be here and in the presence of all these great minds. Global warming is the number one challenge in our community right now, in the world community. My son Adam has actually developed vegetable oil to run his automobile, and I'm a fanatic about recycling. I recycle plastic and aluminum cans and save water, hot water. I try to be very careful about using water. Matthew, my other son, is also taken after me in his recycling. So, yeah, we're all on board. We're very, very impressed with this conference. I don't know if they've agreed on anything yet, but at least they're meeting about it.
And could I ask what it has inspired you or motivated you to be so passionate about this type of event, which affects the world? And sometimes people don't see that it affects them personally, but obviously you've taken it very much to heart and you're living this.
I think we've always lived that way. Well, we live in the Monterey Peninsula area of California, which it tends to attract people like us. We like to, you know, get into nature and also take those values with us and practice them. We have a song called Vegetables. We performed that song this evening for Master Ching Hai. Matthew starts tapping on his little glass because it's a little novelty song that enlivens the senses, really, and it's cheerful. You know, and it's about enjoying your vegetables and being healthy. I saw her face light up out there, and then she starts tapping glass or something, and, you know, everybody participates that way. And I think it really was the perfect place to showcase that song.
Music is your big passion. What brought you to music?
Well, it really brings people together, that's for sure. And that's why we're all here tonight, because I think without music, the world would be a very dreadful place to be. Our family is a very musical family, so I can't imagine life without it. I think it's like a food group in itself.
So, your new album's coming out, Postcard from California. Could you tell us a little bit about it, the motivation behind?
Thank you. It's an environmentally friendly album, and it's thematically based in California, where we live, and it expresses the relationship of the ocean to the land and our experience of driving this beautiful Coast Route 1, which runs all the way up the coast and the towns and cities that lie within the path of the highway, and then ultimately ending up in the Big Sur country, we call it, of California. And it flows beautifully from one song to another. And there are some very, very important artists, guest artists on the project. I must say it really is 1950s California, maybe. You know, it's a little romantic, has a retrospective feel, and it probably describes more what I would like it to be. It has beautiful moments. There's a song called Don't Fight the Sea, which addresses some global warming issues, but not preachy. It's basically describes the futility of man and his inability to control the environment, or his environment. And then it goes on to describe basically the plight of the polar bear and stuff like that. But it's got some beautiful Beach Boy harmony on it. Yeah, yeah. It's probably one of the last songs that that we will all have sung together, because a couple of my partners aren't here anymore.
As someone who cares deeply about our beloved environment, Mr. Al Jardine also voices concern about the harms of factory farming and how a vegetarian diet is healthier for us and the planet.
In Florida, there's a pig farm, and it's poisoning the waters for the manatees down in the Florida area. They found the toxicity in the water. We embrace diet change to reflect not only a healthier immune system, but I believe there's a correlation between vegetarianism and global warming.
Before concluding the December 5th, 2010 interview with Supreme Master Television in Cancun, Mexico, Mr. Al Jardine reflected on Supreme Master Ching Hai and her work.
Her awareness is very keen. It's very astute. You know, she really sees a lot, and it's all interconnected, as she told us this morning. And she doesn't like to be preachy, though. If someone wants an idea, she'll give them her thoughts, but she won't push, which I think is cool. But she has very keen insight.
Would you like to give a personal message to the leaders or anyone who may be watching with regard to a climate change summit?
Be veg, go green to save the planet. We support people in this movement, for instance, who can affect others the way the Supreme Master does. And that by supporting her, we support the movement.
On February 5th, 2011, the Beach Boys, with founding members Al Jardine and Mike Love, headlined a tribute concert at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and Museum in Simi Valley, California, USA. They sang many of their famous songs, including California Girls, Good Vibrations, and Help Me Rhonda, at the invitation-only concert with several thousand people in attendance. Presently, Al Jardine remains ever active in music, touring with his Endless Summer Band. Earlier in our program, you enjoyed Lost Horizon, sung by Supreme Master Ching Hai at an international gathering with association members. This song was written by Burke Bacharach and Hal David. Following that were songs performed at the Greenest Heroes Gala in Cancun, Mexico on December 5th, 2010 by Al, Matt, and Adam Jardine. The Eternal Ballad, a poem written by Supreme Master Ching Hai in her late 20s and adapted to music by Al Jardine, Surfer Girl by Brian Wilson, Kokomo by Scott McKenzie, Mike Love, John Phillips, and Terry Melcher, and Vegetables by Brian Wilson and Van Dyke Parks. We also presented excerpts of interviews with Mr. Al Jardine conducted by Supreme Master Television. Mr. Al Jardine, we join music lovers around the world to thank you for your splendid songs and performances. As a dedicated artist who appreciates and respects nature, you have contributed your important voice in encouraging a greener lifestyle including a plant-based diet, to save our cherished Earth. We wish you and your loved ones abundant blessings for inner peace, joy, creativity, and inspiration.
Born in Kansas City, Missouri, USA, on May 12, 1928, Burt Bacharach is one of the most distinguished and popular composers of our era. His many recognizable songs include Any Day Now, Don't Make Me Over, Walk On By, Do You Know the Way to San Jose, and What the World Needs Now is Love. His number one hit, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, earned him 2 Oscars, Best Score and Best Theme Song, as well as a Grammy for Best Score.
He and lyricist Hal David also co-wrote the musical version of The Lost Horizon. In 1981, Mr. Bacharach won his 3rd Oscar for Author's Theme, or The Best That You Can Do. British Broadcasting Corporation, or BBC, produced a documentary on the composer titled Burt Bacharach, This Is Now. It was later featured in great performances in the United States.
Mr. Hal David, born in May 25, 1921, is an Academy Award-winning lyricist. The legendary Mr. David is also the first non-Briton artist to be honored by the British Academy of Composers and Songwriters with the prestigious Ivor Novello Award. Ms. Dionne Warwick, who recorded Hal David's hit song, What the World Needs Now is Love, remarked that it should be the new national anthem. Besides his many famous songs, such as Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, Any Day Now, and Close to You, Hal David's beautiful work has been heard in many films, including My Best Friend's Wedding, starring Julia Roberts.
Matthew Jardine has been described as the standout singer and a vocal star whose voice never wavered. The son of co-founding Beach Boy and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee Al Jardine, Matt is an accomplished and dedicated artist in his own right. From 1990 to 1998, Matt toured worldwide with the legendary Beach Boys as a lead vocalist, background singer, and percussionist. He currently performs with a number of bands, including the Surf City All-Stars and Al Jardine's Endless Summer Band. Matt is also working on his original songwriting and a debut solo album.
Adam Jardine is an American vocalist and percussionist, born in 1970, the second son of the world-famous Al Jardine. Growing up in a musically enriched environment, Adam is a talented artist who has been touring with a number of bands, including Al Jardine Family and Friends Beach Band and Endless Summer Band. Adam has recorded for many albums, including Big South and Ultimate Christmas, which contains most of the Christmas songs released by the Beach Boys.
Both Matt and Adam Jardine, who performed in the 1998 benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, organized by the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association at the Shrine Auditorium, Los Angeles, California, USA, have received gifts of loving appreciation from Supreme Master Qinghai.
Mike Love, an acclaimed singer-songwriter and musician, was born on March 15, 1941 in Los Angeles, California, USA. He is a founding member of the Beach Boys and co-author of many of their most popular songs. He helped write both Good Vibrations in 1966 and Kokomo in 1988, both top-selling. The acclaimed musician is a dedicated eco-advocate and established the Love Foundation, which supports environmental and educational initiatives. He has also helped raise funds for a number of humanitarian endeavors.
Brian Wilson was born in Inglewood, California, USA, on June 20, 1942. Brian is one of the founding members of the iconic Beach Boys. He co-wrote number one songs, I Get Around, Help Me Rhonda, and Good Vibrations, along with the top 40 songs, including California Girls and God Only Knows. In 1988, as a member of the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and in 2000, into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Widely recognized as a brilliant musician, he was also the recipient of a Grammy Award in 2005 for Best Rock Instrumental.
John Phillips, a singer-songwriter, guitarist, and musical arranger, was born on August 30, 1935 in Parris Island, South Carolina, USA. Mr. Phillips was a member of the popular folk group, The Journeymen. Later, he became one of the vocalists and the main songwriter and musical arranger of the iconic The Mamas and the Papas. In 1998, the Mamas and the Papas were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Mr. Phillips also wrote the well-loved song, San Francisco, Be Sure to Wear Flowers in Your Hair, and was one of the writers of the Beach Boys' iconic song, Kokomo. During his illustrious career, Mr. Phillips also released a number of solo albums.
Singer-songwriter Scott McKenzie was born in Jacksonville, Florida, USA on January 10, 1939. Mr. McKenzie was the vocalist of the 1967 popular song San Francisco, or Be Sure to Wear Flowers in Your Hair, written and produced by John Phillips. It sold over 7 million copies worldwide and was a top 10 hit in the United States. In 1988, Scott McKenzie was a co-writer of the Beach Boys' beloved song, Kokomo. During the 1990s, he toured with the Mamas and the Papas as singer. Mr. McKenzie has also performed in a concert aired by the Public Broadcasting Service in 2005 called My Generation, The 60s Experience.
Terry Melcher, an American musician and record producer, was born on February 8, 1942. He produced the popular group The Byrds' very successful songs, Mr. Tambourine Man and Turn, Turn, Turn. Mr. Melcher was also one of the co-writers for the Beach Boys' popular song, Kokomo, with US sales of over a million copies. Mr. Melcher produced shows such as the famous Monterey Pop Festival in 1967. The multi-talented Mr. Melcher was also an executive producer of the series The Doris Day Show and Doris Day's Best Friends, which starred his mother, legendary and vegetarian actress Doris Day.
Van Dyke Parks, born January 3, 1943, is an American musician, composer, arranger, producer, author, and actor. He began his career as a child actor in 1953, appearing with legendary artists such as Grace Kelly. From 1964, Mr. Parks had artist contracts with both famous studios, MGM and Warner Brothers, and became well known for his lyrical compositions. Starting in 1968, Mr. Parks released a number of solo albums and also joined with Brian Wilson on Orange Crate Art, which honors the natural beauty of Northern California.
Mr. Parks has also collaborated with or produced for many well-known artists, including Ringo Starr, Carly Simon, and Sheryl Crow. Furthermore, he has also provided the score for a number of motion pictures, including Sesame Street's Follow That Bird, and acted in television series such as Twin Peaks, and in movies such as The Two Jakes.
In my dreams, you came to me, whispering love. Eternally, whispering love, eternally, in my dreams you came to me. Memories, when time was young and life took wings beyond heaven. Memories, when time was young and life took wings and my heart sang.
Gentle viewers, thank you for watching today's A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Music and Poetry. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Coming up is Vegetarian Elite. May all beings soon live together in harmony, love, and beauty.
In my dreams, now souls so bright, a thousand suns adorn the sky, a trillion stars like the Milky Way, a trillion stars light up the night.
Thật sự ra mình phổ nhạc cái thơ, tức là mình phổ nhạc cho một bài nhạc đã có rồi. Nhưng mà những cái dòng thơ của ngài Thanh Hải đã gây cho tôi một cái chấn động về tình cảm. Nhiều bài dễ thương lắm, nhiều bài này. nó hồn nhiên mà nó rất là thật, không có một chút sao ngôn trong nào hết. Là cái đó nó chạm được cái trái tim mình. Thì do đó tôi viết ra.
Kính mời quý khán giả đón xem trên truyền hình Vô Thường Sư chương trình thơ nhạc tình yêu và tâm linh vào thứ Bảy ngày 11 tháng 6 năm 2011. Chương trình vinh danh nhạc sĩ Bảo Chấn với các ca khúc bình dị, giai điệu hồn nhiên tiêu biểu và đặc biệt là dòng nhạc do nhạc sĩ phổ từ những án thơ của Thanh Hải Vô Thường Sư.
Một ngày em nghỉ hồng cùng cha về thăm quê, chuyến xe đò thân thuộc lăn lăn trên đường đê, hai bên là lúa thơm vàng lấy trong nắng hồng, nhà đây kia ngói đỏ mận xoài ươm đầy sân.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/mp.